Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is appreciating the husband. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, who says, and amongst his signs is that he created for you spouses from amongst yourselves, that you may find tranquility in them. And he has placed between you affection and mercy. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the most gracious and the most merciful. And we bear witness that our Master and Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad is his servant and messenger. O Allah, send your peace, blessings and mercy upon him, upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you and myself to have taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it he created its spouse, and from them both he spread many men and women. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. One day, many a year ago, 11 women sat together, each describing their relationships with their husbands. And amongst them was a wise and intelligent woman who appreciated her husband. She spoke of his noble character, his generosity, his kindness towards her. She described how he provided for her, supported her, and treated her with love and respect, and that he made her feel cherished. That woman was Zara, whose story was narrated by our mother Aisha radiallahu anha to the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. And after hearing the story of Zara and the character of her husband Abu Zara, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Aisha, "Kuntu laki ka abi zar'in li ummi zar'." He said, "I'm like Abu Zara was to Zara." And Aisha radiallahu anha, acknowledging his kindness and virtue, responded, "Bi abi wa ummi ya Rasulullah, bal anta khayrun li min abi zar'a." By my father and my mother, O Messenger of Allah, rather you are better to me than Abu Zara was to Zara. Brothers and sisters, in this lovely interaction between the greatest of creation, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his beloved wife, we can see how appreciating each other as spouses, and in this capacity specifically, the appreciation of one's husband is a noble virtue that only indicates the nobility that wives possess. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes such women as فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِذَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهُ. So righteous women are devoutly obedient and guard in the husband's absence that which Allah would have them guard. And so a righteous wife appreciates her husband and she acknowledges his efforts. And she does this irregardless of her own status, whether she herself be employed or whether she be a homemaker. She understands that her husband is the backbone of the family, that her husband is its protector, and her husband is its provider. And that she recognizes that in recognizing his efforts, she's allowing for that family's happiness to be solidified. And, O servants of Allah, how can it not be so when this appreciation and a mutual appreciation is the very value by which strong homes and families are built? And so we should recognize this in our spouses. And we should recognize this both as role models in words and actions that allow for this sense of appreciation, because this will embed it into broader society. For such appreciation is only an expression of gratitude. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La yashkurullah man la yashkurun nas," that whoever does not thank the people, has not thanked Allah truly. And who can be more deserving of expressions of appreciation and gratitude than this mutual relationship between husband and wife? And with the specific regards to a wife's showing such appreciation to her husband, the Prophet ﷺ said, لا ينظر الله إلى امرأة لا تشكر لزوجها. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look kindly upon a woman who does not appreciate her husband. Obviously, such a warning is with the caveat that there be a mutual form of appreciation between both. For whatsoever is expected from the wife is the type of ma'ruf that she in turn should expect to be given to her. But it's almost as if the wife's beautiful character is being brought to the fore here, because one of the signs of nobility of a wife is this sense of expressing gratitude in kind words. And it's something that should not be not said, even if she's someone who's given to shyness. Because in this very act of expression and appreciation is kind of support, which is the very opposite of belittling and constantly criticizing. Because that support is what allows for harmony in the household. And if that support was to not be there, then this would be the category of those who either ha sama fajr, when they argue, they transgress. And this form of transgression is what ultimately deprives the broader success, which is a success in the next life. And from these beautiful narrations, this is a narration about some of the best of women of paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Khayru nisa'ikum min ahli al-jannah," hey, the best of your women in paradise are those who are who? Al-wadud, al-wulud, al-a'ud ala zawjiha. Are those who are loving, those who are nurturing of the children, and who are devoted to their husbands. Allati idha adhanat aw udhinat. And those who, when they either cause upset or are being made to be upset, atat zawjaha, they come to their spouses. Hatta tada' yadaha fi kaffihi fataqul, until she puts her hands in his hands, her husband's hands, and then she says, la adhuku ghamdan hatta tarda. She says, I will not rest until you are pleased with me. And these are the best women of paradise. How profound would this impact be on such a man? And when we see that, why is this deserving of being one of the best women in paradise? It is because of this nurturing role that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed specifically within a wise, understanding wife. And her recognition that this nurturing role is the key to the strength of the marital bond. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often allude through stories of previous people and traditions about the dangers of being in a state of ingratitude and be given to complain. And many of you will be familiar with the story of one of the wives of the Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, and that she complained about her husband, and this led to an undesirable outcome for her. So a wife who is wise is someone who does not burden her husband with unrealistic expectations or comparisons and complaints, but is someone who uses this wise femininity that she has to encourage him, to appreciate him. And that appreciation in turn is what allows him to become a better husband. And this is just part of the psychology of encouraging people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Unduru ila man huwa asfala minkum wa la tanduru ila man huwa fawqakum fa innahu ajdaru an la tazdaru ni'matallahi ta'ala alaykum." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Look at those who are below you, not those above you, for it is more appropriate that you do not belittle Allah's blessings upon you." So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bless us with beautiful households, We'll end with a few narrations of such beautiful example of the Prophet ﷺ with Aisha radiallahu anha. And one of these narrations is that he said to her, he said, إني لأعلم إذا كنت عني راضية وإذا كنت علي غضبا. He said, I know when you are pleased with me and when you are angry with me. And she said, ومن أين تعرف ذلك? And how do you know that? He responded, أما إذا كنت عني راضية فإنك تقولين لا ورب محمد وإذا كنت غضبا قلت لا ورب إبراهيم. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, when you are pleased with me, you say no by the Lord of Muhammad. And when you are angry, you say no by the Lord of Ibrahim. And she responded by saying, Ajal, Wallahi ya Rasulullah, ma ahjuru illa ismak. She said, yes. Well, in that case, by Allah, I swear by Allah, O Messenger of Allah, I will never forsake from mentioning your name. And just in this beautiful interaction, we can see this sense of mutual appreciation between spouses. And how important this mutual appreciation is, and how it consoles hearts, and how it shows the sense of affection. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those, as he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. And amongst his signs that he created for you mates from amongst yourselves, that you may find tranquility amongst them, and he placed between you love and mercy, surely in this are signs for those who reflect. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our homes a place of love and mercy. May he make our relationships and marriage a sign for those who reflect, that draws them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is not something difficult for Allah. I say these words and I ask Allah for forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.